moments on Sunday, all eyes were on an air show in the skies, and one that seemed soon to materialize down below.
Let's go out, play with some enthusiasm here, all right? We look like we're dead. Let's go get excited.
But the offensive pyrotechnics never transpired, and this day belonged completely to the defenses and to the place kickers. In the end, Jason Elam got 3 field goals, Lawrence Tynes 2, and the Broncos emerged with their first win of the season, 9-6 over the Chiefs.
Even though it wasn't very pretty, you got to find a way to win, and I was pleased with the way they found a way to win.
You'll hear the phrase ugly win thrown about with this one, but ugly wins are much better than pretty losses.
People call it ugly, you know, I call that pretty football. You know, it's a defensive mindset. You know, you keep playing. They did the same, and we're fortunate to have a guy like Jason Elam, who you got all the confidence in the world, going to put it through there at the end.
It don't matter. As long as you got a W, and as long as you got a number in the W column instead of the L column, it's all good. So it don't matter. Ugly, we could have won 3-2. As long as we get a win, and we 1-1 now, and that's all that counts. No matter, we ain't trying to make it look pretty.
I'm going to enjoy today, even though it could have been prettier.
It was a game played in the trenches. The defense held Kansas City out of the end zone, and now has gone 8 quarters without yielding a touchdown. The offense, meanwhile, went back to basics after a 5-turnover game last week with a simple game plan.
Complexity and all that kind of stuff, it sort of ebbs and flows, and you have to accept it and be ready. If you have a simplified game plan, you better know it exactly. That's one thing for sure. If it's more complex, there's more room for adjustments, put it that way.
I thought we dialed it back a little bit, put a little bit more pressure on our defense. Obviously, they responded well. You know, like I shared with you, I thought we would have done a better job running the football.
The Bells combined for 113 rushing yards Sunday, with much of their production coming in the fourth quarter and in overtime.
I left some yards on the field, Mike did. The linemen probably a little disappointed about it. Protection, we did a decent part for the most part today. We'll be all right, though. We just got to just keep on grinding, and it's nothing that they were doing. We just got to just get to do what we do.
And in overtime, that meant taking over when the coin toss came up in Denver's favor.
I had a lot of faith. I said, we win the toss, we win the game. I feel like, our offense was wearing down their defense, and I feel like it was just their time to make something big.
Either way, you got to go out there and play, but I just had a feeling if we got that coin toss, it would be over.
And thanks to Tatum Bell's running, Javon Walker's superb reception, and Jason Elam's right foot, it was. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.